Jesus. All right. Well, here we are, another beautiful Sunday, Yom Rishon, Semet Yom Rishon, Kol HaVarim BeYisrael, and we are here for a message that the Lord, only the Lord could have given me this message, because I was trying to come up with a message all night, last night. Nothing. Families at home, they bugging me. You know what I mean? They're watching movies. I go out with Paris earlier today. We're doing film stuff. My mind was so far from sitting down and comfortable, because I need to tell all of you guys something. God don't talk to you when you're busy. You know what I mean? So you have to find somewhere to sit down and hear from God. And God will not talk to you while other people are talking to you.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, the family's home, everybody. So this morning I got up, not too early, but, you know, they were up too. I'm like, oh God, how am I gonna get a message? Okay, I got a moment of silence, and God said, now go back downstairs and write it all down. And I went, wow. All of that. I was upstairs picking out a tie, and they said, and the Lord said, go back down and write what I just told you down. Okay. Perfect. Did you already put the title up there, Pastor Ben?
I did.
Trump, the temporary solution. And you all need to understand that Trump is a temporary solution. I'm going to pray in, and then we're going to get started. Okay, I'm feeling so good today, Pastor Ben, because let me just pray for everyone.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this special message to your people, Father God, and to all of the people who are following what this victory that you have led us to, Father God. We see the temporary, and we don't see the truth or the real plan, because most of us are uninformed. But we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you are informed, that you knew from the beginning to the end. I thank you for everyone all over the world, Father God, who will hear this message today. Father God, in every country that you have allowed this ministry to be in. We thank you, Father God, that you have increased our numbers. You've increased the countries that hear us.
Yes.
You've increased in every way, Father God, this ministry. You have made us financially without stress.
Amen.
And we thank you for that too. And we want to thank you for each and every person who has helped us to be able to do that. We just give you power. I mean, we do just give you the glory, Father God, and we thank you for your power to know the beginning to the end, so that we could all be saved. But it's time, Father God, in Jesus' name, for your people to know the truth. Bless your words today. Bless your message today. Give me the scriptures and the words to say to your people and to those who are not saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well,
Pastor Sandy, before you get started, mm-hmm. may I please say this?
Yes.
Shalom from New Mexico, Chicago, Ontario, Canada, Indiana, South Africa, Ohio, North Carolina, Connecticut, and Rhode Island so far.
Hallelujah.
Put your mic on, please.
Shalom, everyone.
Oklahoma.
And even you Oklahoma Sooners. Shalom. Good morning to everyone.
Texas.
All you Ohio State Buckeyes up there, Texas. All of you guys.
San Antonio, Nebraska, London, UK.
London, UK.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Cornhuskers?
Corn.
Yes. Even a Cornhusker could be a friend with a Colorado Buffalo.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Upland, California.
Oh, praise God.
Portland, Oklahoma. Oregon.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Everybody.
Hallelujah. We have so many. When I get home, there's just email from all over the world, Pastor Ben. I just can't tell you this stuff. I mean, from Switzerland, from Africa, from every, you know, it's just all over the world.
Brazil, Washington State.
Brazil, yeah, wow. So thank God for that. Thank God. Thank God that he allowed that that crazy 10 minute, 16 second spill that the Lord gave me the night Pastor Ben said, hey, maybe you should say something about this tomorrow. Amen. Oh, Pastor Ben is a little late, but let me go to the Lord and see what he wants to say. One, I mean, over a billion, you know, I don't know what it means to go viral. You got that, Pastor Ben?
Hey, man, thank you for telling me about the mic. I thought I had it plugged in, but I didn't. Thank you, soldiers.
They could hear me, but just...
But it's like you're in a can.
Okay. So that little
drop that we did, okay?
They call it.
Over a million just on our side.
On our side.
3.1 million on another...
In Germany?
No, in Germany it was over a million as well. They reinterpreted in the language.
What?
Also viral, okay? Now, so this means this message, like this little 10 minute thing is going all over the world. Because I'm trying to tell you what they wanted to do and what they were unable to do was to panic the world enough so that they could start bringing in vaccines and then get to their 65 million death toll, right? And of course that would, you know, get Trump out of there and the whole nine. And well, now that their plan doesn't seem to be working, they brought in this other guy named Anthony Fauci. Now, let me explain to you this guy, Anthony Fauci, that Trump gave him the opportunity to tell the world. And he sent out a blast to a news blast to the whole world and to the United States. You will not, this will not be resolved soon. Because Trump would say, by Easter, I hate even call it Easter, by Resurrection Sunday, we're going to open everything up and get everything back to normal. Well, this guy, Anthony, I think it's Fauci or something like, he tells Trump that no, it's going to spread all over America and there's going to be a million deaths at least. So don't look for this to be eased up anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Now, when I looked at this guy to see his background, guess who his best friend is?
Hillary
Clinton.
No! Oh, man, I was guessing.
And I don't mean he's just friends with Hillary. This guy is as satanic as possibly can be. He sent out this blast to the United States of America, and I'm telling you, United States of America, do not listen to this guy. They even had one of the basketball players, Curry, doing a whole thing on YouTube with him to tell him how much danger we're still in, okay? So they're using the celebrities, they're trying to make this bigger than it is, and they're trying to use this guy to say it's not over. While Trump was saying, by mid-April, this should be done, and everybody should be able to have a good Resurrection Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy,
Linda said he's deep state.
He's satanic deep state, Linda. Thank you for telling me. He is the deepest satanic member in this. There's so much child sacrifice and pedophilia under this one guy. And now, I can't even believe that Trump would even give him the 5 seconds to stand in front of the mic and say anything, because he cannot lead this country to anything except more fear and more foolishness, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Trump knows, because I realize something. Trump is a master chess. He plays chess.
Yeah.
I play chess. I've been playing chess since I was in the sixth grade. And I realized to be a great chess player, you've got to be 5 or 6 steps, moves ahead of the person that's playing.
Yeah.
And you've got to allow him to have some victories, it appear, so that you could take bigger pieces and whip him better, right?
Uh-huh.
And so
I'm seeing this chess match go on, and the Lord is really letting me know that no matter how beautiful this looks, Sandy, this is a temporary solution. Mm-hmm. Trump was sent to the body of Christ, okay, as a temporary solution to stop the bleeding. I was telling Pastor Ben this morning. Oh, yeah. It's like you get shot, you're bleeding out, and so they tie a tourniquet around your leg so that you won't bleed out. The tourniquet is not the solution. It is a temporary solution to a bigger problem, but eventually that tourniquet has to be taken off, right? Yes. So you need surgery, you need to get the bullet out, you need to stop the bleeding, right?
Yes.
Trump was just that temporary tourniquet on a bleeding situation, saving us from the complete bleeding of the Clintons, the Bushes, Obama, Hillary, and then now you get Trump and God says, okay, we need to stop the bleeding.
Amen.
Okay? And I'm not upset at Christians who don't like Trump because you don't really understand what God is using him for, okay? And I'm trying to tell you what God is using him for, not trying to say, oh, he's probably a born again Christian and a wonderful human being now. I'm not dumb. I mean, I understand that he is a temporary solution. You understand? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any born again Christian behavior yet that I could say that guy's born again.
Right.
He has Bible studies, but you know what? I realized something. A lot of Christians are watching this and going, oh my goodness. Plus he's having Bible studies, plus this. And so we're tying in, but we're not tying into the Bible portion. We're tying into Q. You know what Q is, Pastor Ben?
QAnon.
Okay, do you watch it?
Very rarely.
I have, even when you asked me to do that one, that 10-minute spiel, I never watch Q. But somebody put a big thing up there old man Jerry, he puts a thing out, says QAnon and Sandy Armstrong.
Oh, really?
First of all, I'm Pastor Sandy Armstrong, so respect what God called me to be, okay? Uh-huh. And then, and I'm not even going there. And then, so he's trying to say what I said had to do with Q. I've never watched Q. I have never watched it. Every time somebody tell me about it, I go on and I say, this is way too confusing. I got Bible studies to do. I don't have time for Q, right? Susan, Jersey girl, I don't call her my Jersey girl because her husband says she's my Jersey girl. So your Jersey girl is trying to explain to me last week what Q is. Because I have no clue, Pastor Ben. I don't know what Q is. I know who Dr. Pachenik is. I know who Benjamin Fulford is. But I have no idea what Q is because I don't watch Q, okay? But I am watching because I want to be educated on what's going on. So I'm watching people that know what's going on, okay? And the people that know what's going on are going to tell you the truth, and the media is going to continue to tell you the lie.
Yes.
Okay?
Continuously.
And Trump can't tell you the whole truth. You know why? And I think Q is like a coded way of telling people the whole truth so that they'll see what's coming next. Okay? And then when things happen, they go, oh my God, Q was right. And then they believe in Q, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I just never watched it, but I do understand what's going on. I want to begin this day by starting us off in Isaiah chapter 45, okay? Because I believe that God already knew that Trump would be the 45th president. I think God already knew this war would take place.
Yeah.
Or, and it's not a physical war, it's an intelligence war.
Yeah.
Okay? I believe God already knew. I also know that God knew that some people would see what Trump is doing and consider him to be a Jesus man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your job to put anybody in Jesus' seat.
Amen.
Trump, for non-believers, and as you're watching Q, you will start thinking, oh my God, this is the plan to save America. Trump is going to save the world, blah, 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 right? You may start thinking that. Why? Because you don't read the Bible. I can understand that from a non-believer, okay? But for a believer in Jesus Christ, you know how this ends.
Right.
How are you following that, okay? Because whatever he does is only going to be a tourniquet on your leg to stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
God's just trying to get his church out of here, okay? And that is it. Once the church is gone, what's holding back the real evil, the force that's holding back the real evil is also going to be leaving.
Yeah.
So understand where we are and this battle, okay? Watch this. Isaiah 45. It says, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I took hold of, to subdue nations before him and to strike kings off their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you, Cyrus, right? And will level the mountains. I will break down gates, bronze, cut through bars and iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places so that you may know that I am the Lord. Cyrus is reading this. Isaiah gives this to Cyrus. And he said, not Isaiah, but the prophet gives this to Cyrus, but he realized this was written 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he reads this, Cyrus reads this and goes, what? A document 100 years ago is talking about me? Yes.
Hmm.
And so I want you to know, Cyrus, it is God who put you in place, the God of Israel who put you in place, and he is going here, he is fighting battles, and he is making you king over the nation so that you win this battle, okay?
Uh-huh.
This happens to be in the 45th chapter of Isaiah. And what do they call Trump? They got a coin. I got three of them. They have on one side Donald Trump and the other side Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
They, all of Israel believe Trump to be the second coming of Cyrus.
Oh.
And check this out, Pastor Ben. But everyone in Israel should know this. First there's Babylon, then there's Persia, okay? Persia's king is Cyrus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Persia is not the end of the battle, because after Persia comes what? Greece and then Rome.
Yes.
So that means that Cyrus allowing them to rebuild the temple and all of this was a temporary solution, because they still had two more world leaders to go through.
Yes.
Before, and a last one, which is the terrible beast, the fifth, that's which really is the fourth, is also coming. So you've got two more forces coming after Cyrus that you have to deal with. You've got to deal with Greece, and you've got to deal with Rome, and then you've got to deal with this terrible beast called the Great Babylon.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that means that the Cyrus in 45 is the same as Trump. This is what God showed me this morning. He's a temporary solution.
Mm-hmm.
He is not the answer. Is Cyrus going to save Israel? No. Is Cyrus going to save the world? No. But God has a further plan, because somebody has to destroy the next two world powers, and somebody's got to destroy Mystery Babylon.
Yes.
And the only person who's going to do that is Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. So that means, understand, is Cyrus the new, is Trump the new Cyrus? Chapter 45, president number 45, God probably already knew and put it there just perfectly, right? But he wants you to know he's not your answer, okay? And people are like, well, you know, if you're a real Christian, you're going, we never thought Trump was our answer. What's Pastor Sandy talking about? We trust in Jesus. Yeah. I know, because you're good Jesus people. But everybody has not stuck with Jesus. Some of us picked up the religion of Qism.
Yeah.
And now
Qism
is now our new religion. Mm. And in Qism, Trump is going to save the world. And in Qism, there's not going to be a tribulation. And in Qism, forget about the rapture. They've been talking about that for years. That's not going to happen, because Qism is now become the new religion. And that is going to get you left, and that is going to get you destroyed, because you cannot trust in Trump or Q. Because the solution that they are bringing, and I'm telling you, I'm not mad, because it's a beautiful, I'm talking about, if I'm a chess player and I'm watching Bobby Fischer when I'm a kid, I'm watching him and I'm going, this guy's amazing. Some of the stuff that he does, that guy would lead out with his queen and let you take it right away just to put you in a situation to check you. And I'm like, God, he's good, right? So I'm watching Trump. It's like watching Bobby Fischer play chess. They come with the Russia thing, and that falls apart. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. He got through that. I thought for sure, you know, they'd get him out of there with the Russia thing. Then they came with the phone call. And the little silly liar, pencil neck guy, he comes in and he starts saying that Trump said this and Trump said that. And Trump never said that, because he recorded it. But he knew this guy would do that, right? Yeah. So then that whole, we're going to impeach Trump, that falls through, right? Uh-huh. So now we go, okay, now we're back on trail. He can start doing what he said he was going to do. Mm-hmm. So now he starts doing what he says he's going to do. Some arrests happen. And now China goes from protests to coronavirus to now it's affecting the whole wide world, and everything's got to shut down, all businesses. I went by Ross. I just needed a shirt. I'm like, I need a new white shirt. Let me go get some shirts. Ross is closed. I'm like, they're shutting down all of their businesses. Remember, all of these stores are owned usually by one entity. I want you to know that, okay? Sam's Club, Walmart, they're all owned by the same people, okay? So if they want to shut down their businesses in order to save themselves, yep, they'll do it.
Yep.
Okay, I don't want to get ahead of myself, because I want us to know something. Before I get into this, I want us to know this, okay?
Pastor Sandy, someone said, MOG said that Q started off as Alice in Wonderland and changed to Q.
Is that right? Well, I think it started off as Alice in Wonderland because he was about to take you down a deep hole.
Ooh.
Well. And Q, he's trying, remember now, Q started off trying to show the world something that the world was not ready to see.
Right.
The world was not ready to imagine that there are children that people kidnap, torture, molest, kill, drink their blood, and eat their flesh. America wasn't ready for that. We don't put that on CNN. You have a riot in the whole world.
Right.
Q was like, this is a deep hole. So if this is Alice in Wonderland, this was a deep hole, and we don't know if you're ready for all this, okay? Mm-hmm. But the 33,000 emails, the John Podestas, and all of these people, it was just giving you a little bit of what's going on. And then they said, oh, we saw Hillary, and she's torturing a child. And these New York police officers are like, oh my God, you know, we saw something that we've never seen.
Did they kill one of those officers?
One of the officers did not want to stay quiet about it and ended up dying because they're trying to keep this thing under wrap. But This is the first thing. The first thing that this is months ago. I'm talking about, no, a year, no, no, 3 years ago. This is 3 years ago. This is right after he won, okay? I don't want to say before. I'm sure they had it before. First thing on his objective was stop human trafficking. Okay, that was the first thing on the agenda of Trump's administration. Stop human trafficking. The goal has been underway full speed since day one. So now, to stop human trafficking was the first thing. We've got to help these children first. We got to free them. We got to get them to a place, and they're being treated very well. We got to get them to a place where they're being treated better, and they're being taken care of. We can't send them back to their families because some of their families sold them.
Right.
So now we got the children. Okay, now we're rescuing. First thing happens, who gets arrested? First they start arresting pedophiles. The young lady that was on Superman show, she gets arrested, and then they try to say NextVM was the whole thing. They found out that NextVM was all around the world disguised under the Rainbow Children's Correlate to teach children foreign languages and give them a better education. And all of them around the world were pedophilias, but we had the military set up. So they arrested them, they were shutting them down, and now pedophilia is under, 5,700 arrests. Pedophilia was going down, right? Then Jeffrey Epstein gets arrested. Oh my goodness. And he has a list of all the people that's been to the island.
Well,
how is Clinton not in a federal prison for conspiracy, which means you knew about the crime and you didn't do it, and you've been there 27 times, you didn't know anything was going on, and you're not in prison? So that means they're all working together, right?
Right.
I'm gonna do what God told me to do. Listen, so they arrest him. Then when they're about to release all of the names on his list.
Killing.
He killed himself. Oh my goodness, he's in a cell and nobody can see him but himself. And he says, well, nobody can see me, so I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
Okay. The cameras are turned off, so I'm gonna kill myself. I can't take it being in a cage. But you're supposed to go, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Yay, okay. But now that gets shut down, okay? So then they say, okay, now the Russian thing shut down. He's still arresting pedophiles. What are we gonna do now? Well, let's impeach him. I heard a phone call the other day. Doesn't work, right? So now the impeachment's over, and then number 10 on the list here was remove and arrest Kabbalists. Wow, that was the 10th goal 3 years ago. Remove and arrest Kabbalists, right? Get rid of the old guard with mute. You guys know Hebrew, and you know what that means. If you don't know. So, and then, you know, oh, and then they have this other thing, number 10. In number 10 was begin to bring down the CEOs of companies, right? We're talking 3 years ago.
Yep.
Begin to bring down the CEOs of the company. And then it gives you a little thing, me too, because they know that all those CEOs are involved in the pedophilia things that are going on, right? So now, all of a sudden, I see the CEOs are resigning, thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, all these people that were following Q, I'm not following Q, I'm following information from people who know what's going on. But all these people that were following Q are going, every time Q says something, it happens, so they got it, they want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now all these CEOs, which is this from three years ago, saying now, okay, look, now the CEOs are running.
Mm-hmm.
And he told you that was the 10th. That was the 10th structure on the whole plan was to get these CEOs arrested from the Me Too movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now here we are. We've got to shut down the whole world, man. Because we got to get our people hid. And this military is all over the world. You know, I put out a little thing on my YouTube with Dr. Pechenik talking about, he said, it's over. He said, I'm glad you're happy about, everything looking like it's the storm has started. He says, but tell you the truth, he says, it was over a long time ago. Steve Pachelik says this, and I posted it on YouTube, I mean on Facebook. He says, it was over a long time ago. The cabal's over, Hillary's over, the CIA is over, elements in the FBI, they're over, and the whole thing's over. So, I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? And he's so confident. He says, they're done. They're done. He said, we got military forces set up all over the world. He says, for the first time, the United States military is now fighting for the United States. And they've been in power with more finances and more weapons than ever. So they're done. And I'm like, this is one of the generals. That's one of the generals that said, people don't even know how we brought Trump in. He says this out of his own mouth. People don't even know how we brought Trump in. Who brought Trump in? We did. The cabal. I mean, not the cabal, the generals. Okay.
Wow.
Let's get on to Deuteronomy chapter 29. Let's go back to Deuteronomy. Because I don't want you to give up Christianity for Qism. Because Qism is awesome, and if the information I got is what lines up with Qism, and somebody says, Pastor Sandy and Q, when I never watch Q, okay? If this is what it is, and then I hear some people saying, trust the plan, I guess this was the plan, because I got 10 things, and I thought to myself, the last part of this, I went, get rid of the Federal Reserve. I read this as being the last thing that they wanted to do. Mm. And you know what I said to myself when I read that? I went, they crazy. How are they gonna do that? Federal Reserve been running this country since 1913, right? Or so.
Right around there.
How are they gonna do that? And I'm like, wow, they got big dreams over there, right? Look like it's happening. Mm. If it happens, I don't want you to bow down and worship Trump. I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for stopping the bleeding and using this man to help stop the bleeding so we can get raptured up out of here. And then now you can release everything that the sinners need to see.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in Deuteronomy, we're going to be
What chapter?
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 22, okay? And all I'm really trying to show you is, okay, let me erase this because it's not Happy New Year yet. But it is a new year. It is a new year. It's the 120th year. I'm erasing that. So it's the 120th year. You're in the year of the flood. God's going to keep his promise. Okay, here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 22. This is God speaking. He says, your children who follow you in the L'dor HaAcharon in the last generation and foreigners who come from distant lands will see the calamity that has fallen on the land and the disease of which the Lord has afflicted it. The whole land will be a burning waste of salt and sulfur. Nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetation growing on it. It will be like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? Adamah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in fierce anger. So, God is saying in Deuteronomy, wait a minute, Deuteronomy, listen, we're talking the beginning of the Bible. You understand? We're talking Deuteronomy. You understand? We're talking the fifth book of the Bible. God is already telling them in the L'dor HaAcharon, in the last generation, your land's going to be so destroyed that when the people come back in the last generation and see what has happened to it, they will say, what happened here? Okay? And now, that means that the God that you serve was not shocked when all of these events happened around the world, because God had already written that these things were going to happen, okay? God will be right. When they came back into the land, even when the early Jews that started coming back to the land, to Palestine, Gilda Meir had a Palestinian passport, okay? So all of these people start coming back, but that land was done, okay?
Yeah.
It's beautiful and plenty right now, but that land was done, okay? Then they came back into the land. Then we read here in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 5, he says, he will bring you, the Israelites, to the land that belonged to your fathers, and you will take possession of it. He will make you more prosperous and numerous than your fathers. That is the 5,708th verse of the Torah. That is also stands for the 1948th year. So that means God put in this scripture the exact year that the Israelites would come back into their land and be more prosperous than their fathers. In the exact, he puts it in the scripture, the 5,708th scripture of the Torah, he puts that verse, which is 1948 for us. I want you to understand something. There was no such thing as 1948 in Deuteronomy.
Hmm.
You understand?
Amen.
There probably wasn't 5708 yet, because I don't know how they were keeping calendars, but I know there was no 1948, because 1948 is after Jesus, and Deuteronomy is way before Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? But that means that God already knew that this event was going to happen. Do you understand?
Amen.
Okay. So I want you to know the coronavirus is no shock to God. God is not up there going, oh my God, everybody gather around. They really got us with this one. Jesus Christ is in control.
Amen.
Okay. He knew that this was coming. He put a tourniquet on the bleeding. So that the church could escape, okay?
Yes.
Please listen. I'm trying to help, okay? And I'm going to preach what God told me to preach. And I'm still here, okay?
Amen.
And the only way I'm still here is because God put me here, okay?
Yes.
Let's go back to this. So now, let's go to Psalms 47, because I want you to see this portion. Psalms 47.
Psalms 47.
And we are going to be in verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. Listen to this part, you guys, because this is really, oh, this is my favorite part of it. It says, for God is king of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. Okay? God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nation assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to who? God. He is greatly exalted. What am I reading? I am reading Psalms 47. I'm reading the 19th book of the Bible and the 47th chapter, 1947. This is the same year that the leaders of all the nations assembled at the UN and made a decision for the people of the God of Abraham, which is reads in verse 9. And what did they decide in 1947 at the UN? All the nations? Israel's getting their land back.
Yep.
1948, of course, they go back into the land. So you imagine that if you're going to get to the next chapter, it better be talking about the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Well, guess what? It is. So that means the God that created the world already knew it was coming, okay? Remember, the scripture says this. He was crucified before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
What? That doesn't make any sense. You haven't even made the world and you said that Jesus was already crucified? In God's eyes, when he speaks it, it's done.
Yes.
In God's eyes, when he speaks it, he's done. What does God say? I am watching over my word to make sure that it is performed.
Yeah.
You understand? God is watching over his word. No one is going to save you except Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can you like Trump? Heck yeah, I love the guy. I will say it right now. I love Donald Trump. Why do I love him? Because, first of all, he's a tourniquet that stopped the bleeding.
Yes.
All that blood that Clintons and Bushes and Obamas and the next Bush, all of that, 9/11, all that stuff. Trump came in and God said, I'm going to tie this around your leg to stop the bleeding.
Yes.
You're hating your own tourniquet.
Yes.
He's like, well, I don't like the way it looks. The rope could have been prettier. Whatever. I don't care about the, I just care about the fact that God is using you to get the church out of here safely.
Yeah.
Okay? Do I like that you march for pro-life instead of abortions? Yes. Do I like that you're getting pedophiles arrested? Yes. I love all of this stuff. And now to think that you got $2 trillion and you're going to help the American people and people don't understand you're a chess player. So they think he's just doing this to fatten his own pockets. You're ridiculous. That's not the plan, okay? The plan is to stop the bleeding until the rapture happens,
yeah.
Okay? But once the rapture happens, y'all in trouble. And I'm not talking about my brothers and sisters in Jesus.
Right.
I'm talking about you people who are lukewarm and doing all this stuff. I'm talking about you, once you save, you always save, so you can do as much cocaine as you want, and you can take as many shots as you want, and all this stuff. You people and you non-believers, once this plan comes to fruition, mm-hmm. and you see it, you might get happy.
Yep.
And you might think, oh my God, peace has come. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Where's my book, Pastor? There it is. I'm going to grab it right there. This is why I read to you in Ezra. It says, behold the provision. Okay, now watch this. Okay? I'll read to you the 10 things here, and I have other things to read as well. It says, behold, famine, plagues, tribulation, anguish are sent as a scorn for the correction of men. So God says, all of these things are coming. Famine, plague, tribulation, anguish are being sent to correct you, mm-hmm. to let you know that you were in sin and you rejected God. Okay? Yeah. He says, yet for all this, they will not turn from their iniquities, nor be always mindful of the discipline. Okay? It says, behold, a time is coming, okay, that material things, provisions, will be so cheap on the earth that all men will imagine that peace is assured. And then calamity shall spring upon the earth,
yes.
and the sword, the famine, and great confusion.
Yes.
God is telling you there's going to be a financial reset.
Yep.
He's just telling you don't trust it. What? Yes. The plan may, you might get to see the plan.
Yep.
You might get to see it happen. But don't trust that it's your savior. And don't you go out and buying your flags, your American flags, and running them and saying, Trump's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And for me, I keep telling you, I love the guy for everything he stands for. But if you give up Christianity for Qism and for Trumpism, you're making a big mistake.
Yeah.
Because this is a great plan, and I'm glad that God used him to stop these things. Because like I said, and Trump repeated me when I said it, but the information that I got, he had already knew. If he had not been president, the world would have been in a nuclear war with North Korea in 2018 or 2017.
Yep, that's true.
If he had not been president.
Yep.
Okay? Pedophilia, the same, Jeffrey Epstein would still be doing the exact same thing that he was doing before he got arrested.
Yep.
If he was not president.
Yep.
Hillary would be your president. And when the plague finally got to America, he would not stop the testing to stop the lies. Hillary would have said, every American citizen must be tested, and if you test, you must be quarantined and vaccinated by law.
Yep.
No driver's license if you don't have your quarantine.
Yep.
If you haven't been vaccinated. And that bleeding would have kept, and it would have killed us all before the rapture.
Yep.
But God said, mm-mm, that ain't gonna happen. I got a plan.
Amen.
Now listen, I do think that God called me to do this. Now I see it.
Yeah.
Because as a young man, after I got saved, I'm at a church meeting, and you know, I'm like, this is awesome. I'm born again. I'm playing college football, and all of this is going great, right? And someone says, come up here, young man, I want to pray over you. You're going to meet the president of the United States. And I'm like, wow, that means I'm going to win a Super Bowl and go to the White House, right? So I'm thinking, man, it's in my cards. I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Then I go to another church where Clement, the guy who prophesied about Trump, was speaking. And they call me up and they pray over me. And what do they pray? You're going to meet the president of the United States. And I went, that ain't going to happen. My football career is over with.
Uh-huh.
Or they say, I see you meeting the president of the United States. I said, that ain't going to happen. My football career is over with. Not even thinking to myself, in 1981, I'm standing in a room, everybody's drinking, and we just won a football game, and there's a guy standing over there, and I think he's a soap opera star. He's an actor or something. His hair is too neat. He's got this nice suit on, and he comes over to me and goes, how are you doing? My name is Donald. I said, oh, okay, nice to meet you, Donald. He says, I said, I see you don't drink. No, I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol. Really? I was like, I don't drink either. I'm a Christian. Really? So we have this conversation about education and getting your education and being smart enough to stay away from drugs and alcohol. And we didn't even talk football. I didn't realize that Donald Trump was there to talk our head coach into coming to coach his new team in the USFL. The New Jersey Generals, and he was the owner of the team. Donald Trump shakes my hand and said, and I say, hey, the coach said he's a very good player. I said, yeah, you should come see me play sometime. I said, I can get you tickets because they give us the best tickets. I'll get you some tickets. And so he comes to the game. After the game, he writes me this letter. I saw you play. You played great. Hopefully one day, you know, you'll be in the parade. Maybe you'll even come to play for my team. And he writes me this long one-page letter saying, stay away from drugs. Get your education. Make sure your units are on time. You know, you came from rough area, but it doesn't have to define you for the rest of your life. Your education is number one. Blah, blah, blah. This whole thing. God bless you and great success to you, Donald Trump. And I'm like, okay. The owner of the New Jersey Generals wrote me a letter, but I saved the letter because I let my mom read it, and she was like, this is so beautiful. He's a nice man. So I'm just saying, something is weird that I'm here talking to you about this, okay? I love the guy as far as the letter he wrote me, and I love him as far as marching for pro-life. I love him as far as getting rid of pedophilia. I love the plan that they have to reset the economy and to bring the world from under this demonic curtain that's over us. But I will never disregard what the Bible says.
Yes.
To grab hold of something that Q says, or that the Trump's plan to say that this is going to be the final solution and we're all going to have peace.
Amen.
So now I'm going to read to you again, because the Lord said so and I obey him. I wish you guys would get that, because some people say, well, yeah, I was talking about the rapture. Yes.
our mission, our purpose.
Here it goes again. Behold, a famine, plague, and tribulation and anguish will be sent for the correction and scourge of men. Yet for all this, they will not repent. So God says, even in the tribulation, some of you are going to keep sinning. Behold, he says, yet for all this, they will not repent from their iniquities, nor be always mindful of their correction. But it says, behold, this day is coming. Provision will be so cheap on the earth that men will imagine that peace is assured for them. And then calamity shall spring up on the earth, sword, famine, and confusion. Wow. When I read that, I went, is that going to happen before the tribulation? Because if it's going to happen before the tribulation, that means this stuff that I thought was crazy, it might happen.
Yep.
That means there might be a reset. There might be the diffusion of the banks. Yep. And there might be a new set. And there might be cheaper goods and security. And you might start going, oh my goodness, we don't need the book of Revelation anymore.
Ooh, bad move, bad move.
Time is coming. So let's get here. We must stay in the Bible.
10 minutes, bro.
We're back at Luke chapter 21. We're back here. Because I believe that Jesus and the Bible are going to come true. I believe that the true trumpet will be blown, and the true trumpet will say, come up here.
Amen.
That's the true victory, okay? That's the true victory, okay? And when that trumpet speaks, then you listen, okay?
Yeah.
But otherwise, don't try to say the Bible's not going to come true for the false thing that we're going to get rescued with this thing, because it may happen right in front of your eyes.
Yep.
And when it happens, don't you put your guard down. You still like this. Jesus, yeah, I know that it's been, yeah, I'm still fighting. All right?
Amen.
Be careful, or your heart. Luke chapter 21, verse 34.
Luke 21:34.
Yeah, Luke 21. And I'm going to read 32, too. I'm going to read verse 32. It says, I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things happen. What is he talking about? Before that, he says, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. Okay? And what happened in the days of Noah? It was the end of 120 years and a flood came. Okay? So he's telling you right here, he says, I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things happen. Was 120 years a generation? Yes. Noah, you and your family go into the ark. I have found you righteous in this generation.
Yeah.
What generation? The generation since the time I told you to start building your ark, your people have been righteous going to the ark.
Yeah.
Okay? Jesus says, when I come, it will be just as it was in the days of Noah. Then it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So that means that this is what God wants you to prepare for. Be careful or your heart will be weighed down with dispensation and drunkenness and anxieties of life. Okay? None of that is supposed to take precedence over God. Not your sinful life and not you being stressed out because the coronavirus. I'm so stressed out. I can't even think about Jesus. I won't even pray because of the coronavirus. You close the churches, coronavirus. Everything is the coronavirus. Everything's about this, okay? But God says, don't you let the anxieties of life make you forget the truth.
Amen.
Okay? And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the whole earth. Judgment is coming upon the whole earth. What is that judgment? Listen what it says. Be always on watch and pray that you may be able to do what? Escape all that is about to happen. What's about to happen? The rapture.
Yeah.
That's what's about to happen. You're in the 120th year. I don't care what they're doing. You better understand tops amongst Q, amongst Trump, the coronavirus better be Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that is your true savior, okay? If Jesus is not number one in your life at the time of the rapture, you're in a bigger mess than the coronavirus.
Oh, yes.
So now is the time to say, I need to buckle down for Jesus and believe God over circumstances.
Yeah.
Believe God over CNN and the news. Believe God over this new Anthony Fauci or whatever that's telling us that the whole world, that there's going to be a million deaths. I hope, you know what? God, I'm going to pray because you know what? You come with that. These Nephilims do so many ugly things and they hate human beings and we refuse to believe that they live here amongst us, but this guy is best friends with everybody who's a pedophile and a child sacrificer and eat children. He's best friend, this Anthony Fauci or whatever his name, he's best friends with all of them. A matter of fact, someone put out, said, if you can know who someone is by the people he hung around, and they put a list of all the people that are his best friends. And he gives a warning to America today. At least a million of you are gonna die. And so it's not gonna be over with by the time that Trump says, so you better. While he was speaking, Trump should have pushed him off the stage. But that's just me in my footballness. I repent. Okay. Be always watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. I want to be on the cloud standing before Jesus. And what was my religion? Jesus. What was the word? The Bible.
Yes.
That's it, okay? I understood what they were doing. I loved what they were doing. I love a tourniquet. When I'm bleeding out, please tie a tourniquet. Help me to live until this is over with, right? Get me off the battlefield. Once you get me off, take the tourniquet off and heal me, okay? 5780, look it up on your gematria. For they followed Jesus and he healed them all there. That's what the scripture says. And I won't tell you what it's about, but the 5780, which is the year 2020, says, and the multitudes followed Jesus and he healed them there. That's what it says, okay? So, just thought I'd throw that in. So now, how much time I got, Pastor Ben? Okay, now listen to this and tell me if all of this didn't happen. Because these are generals and this Trump, man, it's enough to get you excited and almost change your religion. Not if you're in the Word, though, right?
This is 3 years ago.
Right? This is right after, okay? First objective, stop human trafficking. Is that going on right now? Yes, okay? You can look and see how many pedophiles were being arrested before Trump and how many pedophiles got arrested after Trump. How many trafficking units were shut down with this Oprah Winfrey friend over there, the God of John, and and we forget about all these people that have been arrested under Trump because he wrote, because they gave him this mandate. The first thing we're going to do, the general said, we're going to stop human trafficking. Second thing, we're going to weaponize military intelligence against them. Did you hear that? They're going to weaponize, not weapons against them, military intelligence against them, okay? So now this is an intelligence war, okay? Third, remove nukes from the global community. So you know that happened with North Korea, and then they shut the deal down with Iran, so they're so jacked up, right? So all of this, and then also the thing is they want to do something in the destruction of CERN. Wow. Okay. They put that in this, okay, that CERN was on target to be one of the destructions by missile, okay? Then, number four, this is what we want you to do, President Trump, because he was president by this time. He says, secure the Senate and Supreme Court. Did you hear that?
Yes.
So the McCains and all this stuff that happened right in front of your face, they wrote it 2 years before it happened, okay? Number five, form a trusted global alliance, okay? So just remember the fall of Saudi Arabia because they were involved in a lot of pedophilia, so a lot of people were getting jacked up there, right? Okay, Mexico, get the borders there. So they got the places that they have to fight against, right? Wow. Objective number six, strengthen the U.S. military and the U.S. economy. Did Trump do that?
He did.
He put way more money into the military than anybody. Okay? And then the economy was like this, skyrocketing. Why? They couldn't do it because we was charging tariffs now. All that stuff coming in for China, we were making an extra $250 billion off of China because we had a president like, hey, wait a minute, I did go to business school. Letting free trade and we don't get to trade nothing to you is not a good deal.
Hello.
You got tariffs on you. 25% on all metal and 10% on aluminum. And he just did it, right? Yep. Everybody told him, don't do this, the war. No, I'm going over and I'm gonna sit down and talk to him personally, okay?
They worked it out.
They worked that out, okay? Seventh, expose the media and social giants. That's what they wanted to do. That was the seventh on the objective. Expose the media. So now you know the CNN lies to you, NBC lies to you. If you want to hear lies, all you got to go is to CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. Well, some of Fox. Some of Fox is not. And just go to these and just listen to them all day. And you'll walk away and say, our president is a racist and hates us. That will be your conclusion, okay? Let's go. So expose the media and social giants, okay? Objective number eight, voter fraud and voter ID. Let them repeat the crime in 2018. Okay, so he said to let it continue, and it says use the fraud evidence against them in 2020. So when they try it again in 2020 to use the fraud, they're going to expose it. This is what their plan was, okay? Now, ninth objective, control the financial system. Now we get into big stuff, okay? Force the FED to restructure and pardon all intra-government debt. I read that and went, they crazy. Wait a minute, I'm reading this and I'm going, that ain't happen, they crazy. What do you mean your ninth objective is to control the financial system and force the Federal Reserve to restructure and pardon all intra-government debt? I'm like, all right, that's a big one. God bless you on that one. Right? Then the 10th, remove and arrest the Kabbalists. Take out one or two of the old guard each month. Take out 100 to 200 CEOs each month. The Me Too. And it says, suddenly when the storm is upon us, then the arrest of tens to twenties of thousands of them will occur. Wow. So now that's the plan when your president first became president. Seems like a lot of it's happening.
A lot of it done happen.
Okay. And if this last portion happens, because they already got the $2 trillion. And so now if it happens, this is what I want you to do. I want you to fall to your knees and just call me and say, Pastor Sandy, I'm on my knees. Get on your knees too. And we're going to go, thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for what you have done to stop the bleeding. Now, Father, we look forward to the wedding banquet of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We know that this is not your solution. Trump, like Cyrus, was a temporary solution for Israel. And now Babylon is still got to come.
Yes.
Rapture still got to come.
Yes.
Tribulation still got to come. Okay? So if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, now is the time to get your face out of the TV and your face in a Bible and begin to know who Jesus is and accept Christ. Because if you think this is bad, give it a few months. Okay? And for us that are born again Christians, get away from the TV and get into your word and pray and tell God, we trust you in all circumstances.
Yes.
My whole life is in trust of Jesus Christ and his plan and no other plan, because I know that tribulation is still coming.
Yes.
Okay. Once this clears out and is down and everybody starts thinking, your job is to remember, this is not Jesus' plan. Jesus is my Superman. Jesus is my rescuer. So I am waiting on him to come and rapture us out of here. And then the people will see that the product reduction and debt-free life was not your answer. Jesus is your answer, because now you only met Cyrus. You ain't met Greece. You ain't met Babylon. You ain't met Rome. And you ain't met the great beast.
Amen.
But all of them are still coming. In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you for listening. Everybody around the world, I love you. Jesus is our King. Jesus is our rescue. Amen.